USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top elected officials paid their respects earlier today, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I will miss a dear friend whose smile reminded us that service is a privilege, and whose scars reminded us of the great cost that brave souls pay for our freedom. John felt like family, but of course, it is Cindy and Roberta and Joe and Doug, Andy, Sydney, Megan, Jack, Jimmy, and Bridget who could truly call this man their own.
A funeral in Detroit, Michigan caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin. Musical guests included Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, and Stevie Wonder. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Late in 2017, President Trump was able to pass a tax cut plan. Now there's been talk of a phase two to a tax cut plan. Maddie Dupler is a president of Forward Strategies and also a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She talks about how she looks at tax reform.
Listen, I like to think about tax reform phasing in three different ways. The first was that first month of this year when we saw businesses start to offer bonuses and increase compensation because of the tax reform law. Now, that was just a one-time bonus for workers, but obviously it benefited millions of workers in this country. Secondly, there was a change in the withholding table, so people's paychecks started to get bigger. And now, thirdly, we're starting to see some of the economics, some of those fundamentals change in response to changes in the tax law. Making the United States a competitive place to do business again is good for business, but it's even better for workers.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street this Friday, the day before a holiday weekend. The Dow was down 23 points to close the week at 25,963. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, today Senator John McCain is lying in state on Capitol Hill. Vice President Mike Pence remembered McCain.
In every generation, there are those who put country first, who prize service ahead of self, who summon idealism from a cynical age. John McCain was such a man. Today, he lies in the place where he served to the last, the Congress of the United States. Soon, he will go to rest on the grounds where he served first, the United States Naval Academy. The eyes of the American people will be upon him as he goes, and so too will their prayers for him, and especially for his beloved family, gathered here today. And we will pray that those who mourn shall be comforted. So we mourn with those who mourn, and we grieve with those who grieve, but we do not grieve like those who have no hope. Because John McCain, like millions of Americans, held firm to that hope from an old hymn that became the title of a book he wrote some 20 years ago, Faith of Our Fathers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.